St. Joseph's Health presents another edition of its podcast, St. Joseph's Health Medcast.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women, causing 1 in 3 deaths each year. That's approximately 1 woman every minute. Here to talk about heart health for women is Dr. Teresa Waters, a cardiologist at St. Joseph's Health. Dr. Waters, thank you so much for your time. So do you think most women know that cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women?
I do not think most women realize this. Women are very focused on breast cancer as usually the main cause, but heart disease is definitely something that we need to raise more awareness about.
You know, when I read that quote, I'm not a woman, so I'm not thinking that. But when I read that, I was kind of shocked because I thought breast cancer, too, would be the number one killer of women, not cardiovascular disease. So heart health for women is very important. So who is at most at risk then to develop cardiovascular disease?
So women with multiple risk factors for heart disease, I would say, are at higher risk. And those risk factors include former tobacco abuse or even current tobacco abuse history, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, family history of early heart disease are some of the most common risk factors.
So Dr. Waters, when a woman is experiencing a heart attack, it's different from a man. Is that correct? So the warning signs for women aren't the same as men. I just want to go over that. And can you tell us those differences?
Of course. So certainly women could have your extreme chest pressure in the middle of your chest with sweating, but it's more typical that women might experience fatigue, nausea, vomiting, some atypical chest discomfort that might not be a pressure. And so these symptoms are very important to have evaluated by a physician. Women commonly can have jaw pain or arm pain, and all of these can be early warning signs that you have heart disease.
That's interesting. So there may be a lot of women who may say, you know, hey, I'm fit. You know, can I still have a heart attack? I'm active. I'm going. I can't have a heart attack, can I? Is that a common, you know, misconception?
That is more common than we would like to hear. Women who are definitely fit are referred to cardiology. They might have slightly elevated high cholesterol, but they tell me they eat healthy. They exercise every single day. And they don't believe that they can have a heart attack. And women who are healthy and fit, they're definitely equally as likely to have a heart attack as those who aren't. People certainly have more risk factors, so they're at higher risk for it. However, a perfectly healthy, fit woman can have a heart attack just as much as somebody who has a lot of risk factors. And this is one thing we need to make sure we raise awareness of. That if you have any symptoms or warning signs, you should be evaluated by your doctor and have further evaluation by a cardiologist.
So knowing now that heart health for women is very, very important, at what age should women start to see their doctor to start monitoring their heart health?
Yeah, so around the age of 35 is when we say you should be following with your primary care doctor at least every year for a yearly physical exam. They can monitor your blood pressure, evaluate your cholesterol, monitor you for diabetes, and start discussing lifestyle modifications, quitting smoking, exercising. We recommend 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. So these types of things should be watched and looked for early on to lower the incidence and try to prevent heart disease in women.
Well, prevention, very, very important. So if a woman is experiencing some of the symptoms you were mentioning before they come to see you, how do you ultimately diagnose that a woman has cardiovascular heart disease?
Typically, the first test we obtain would be a stress test. There's multiple types of stress tests where you can walk on a treadmill and exercise, ideally, is the best test. We get a lot of information from there, but we could also use pharmacologic or stress tests that we use medications to look for early heart disease or screen for heart disease. If you're high risk or symptoms are very concerning, we do a cardiac catheterization, which can go in and look at the arteries and see for sure whether you have a blockage. There are some other tests that we sometimes use. We can use a CT scan of the coronary arteries. also. So it just depends on what your symptoms are and all of your risk factors, which test we choose up front.
So if a woman does have cardiovascular heart disease, how do you commonly treat it?
So there are certain medications that we usually use. Aspirin is one of the most common ones. We use beta blockers and statin therapy. We also talk about lifestyle modifications, quitting smoking, eating a Mediterranean diet, as well as exercising, moderate intensity exercise, 30 to 40 minutes a day, 5 days a week, is how we try to treat and also prevent further heart disease.
So speaking of prevention then, you just mentioned a few things there. Are there any other things women can do to prevent heart disease, something that they can be thinking about earlier in their life when they're in their 30s, say, instead of waiting until they're in their 50s when possibly, you know, the cardiovascular disease has already started to take root?
Yeah, so all of the things I mentioned are important. Exercise, eating healthy, preventing obesity, all of these things are very important. And should be worked on every single day. Obesity is becoming a major problem in America, and I believe it's also a problem that is killing a lot of Americans. Women are not free from this. And so I think that before 35, you should be exercising. You should be eating healthy. If you're not and constantly abusing your body, then at the age of 35, you should definitely start to be you should definitely be monitored, because this is when we're going to start to see it most commonly. Certainly, you can have heart disease before 35, but I would say that to prevent heart disease, you should try to live a healthy lifestyle, exercise, avoiding bad habits, and eating healthy.
And you just mentioned monitoring. Let me ask you this, Dr. Waters. How are wearables impacting healthcare management for women, such as the Apple Watch now with the EKG on it and the heart rate and the Fitbits, et cetera? How about those devices?
Yeah, so people are definitely more aware of their heart and their heart health, I think. I think they are good. They motivate people. They can see their daily activity and monitor these things. Unfortunately, they aren't perfect. And so sometimes we have people who come to us with complaints that they are feeling fine, but they saw an abnormality on their Fitbit or their Apple Watch, or their heart rate was fast. So this should always be evaluated by a doctor. I usually encourage people to wear these, to monitor your heart rate. It's important when you're exercising to monitor that and make sure you get to an adequate heart rate. And so if anything changes, so somebody typically wears their Apple Watch or their Fitbit or any other type of heart monitoring system, and normally during exercise, their heart rate's at a set number. If they notice anything different or they notice any new symptoms, then I usually pay more attention to those things, because they can likely help us gather some information that we might not otherwise have. You still have to look into things and potentially order your own cardiac monitor, but I definitely think that you could, that these things are beneficial.
Well, that's really good to know. And as you were talking about, people are self-monitoring and noticing things are wrong. Can you talk about heart palpitations for a minute? I know they come in many different forms, and I'm not sure what your answer is, but I'm thinking, you know, some might be, you know, it's nothing serious to worry about, and some might be, okay, get in here, this could be serious. Can you talk about heart palpitations and the different things that are happening with your heart that could be serious or may not be serious?
Of course. Heart palpitations are very common. I see a lot of women every day in the office who complain of palpitations. They can feel anything from adding a beat, skipping a beat, the heart going irregular or fast in their chest. All of these things you can experience with palpitations. In women, they usually fluctuate around hormone changes, can happen in pregnancy, around menstrual cycles, with menopause. Typically, feeling an extra beat or a fluttering sensation that lasts for a short period of time is usually benign and not much concern. But if you start having symptoms that last a long time, you feel lightheaded or you pass out, these things should most certainly be evaluated by your physician and cardiologist. Caffeine intake, alcohol, these can all increase your palpitations. Another thing that I like to discuss frequently with women is sleep habits. If you're not getting a restful night of sleep, or even if you're under a lot of stress, which most women today will believe that they are, these can all affect your palpitations.
Well, that's very interesting. So if your heart is telling you something, it could be, you know, hey, time to change your diet, watch out for your sleep. Are you working to relax? So your heart could be trying to tell you something in those moments. Is that right?
Yes, that is for sure. Your heart will not lie. So it will let you know what is going on and when you need to step back and sit down and take care of yourself. And a lot of times women have a difficult time taking care of ourselves because we're busy taking care of other people.
So true. And the heart does not lie. Let's leave it right there, Dr. Waters. And thank you so much for your time today. We certainly appreciate it. And for more information, please visit sjhsyr.org. That's sjhsyr.org. This is St. Joseph's Health Medcast from St. Joseph's Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.